What's up, fans? Our partners here at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, sports developments, including this year's NBA Finals, NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, and the latest fighting news, even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use our promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online where the game starts. Not only does Bet Online sponsor the Boss Man Show, they'll sponsor you too. Get Bet Online today because the Boss Man said so. Show where Atlanta's own Georgia State Panthers own the new head coach getting it in over there up at Lake Point grinding. It's the man himself, Jonas Hayes. What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
What's going on, baby? I'm gonna tell you this one thing, boss man. Your energy is elite. It's gonna be a spot in the Hall of Fame just set aside for your energy, and I love it. It's contagious, and I got it too, baby. I'm here. I'm having a time of my life at home. Building this program, building upon the foundation that Coach Lanier and Coach Hunter before him and Coach Drizelle before him laid. My house is going to look different than the foundation is set, but my house is going to look different coming up out of the ground. But the foundation is solid. I think Coach Lanier did an admirable job, Coach Hunter before him, and again, left with Drizelle. And so I've been put in a position to be the next torchbearer of this great program.
No doubt. And like you said, you're back home. So you go to a young man, you can tell him, hey, Atlanta, it's me. I am Atlanta.
Let me tell you something. When I talk about this city, I talk about what this program, when I was growing up, we used to play pickup at the sports arena and what this city means to me. I'm not talking about it from a perspective of what somebody told me.
Yes, firsthand.
I'm not talking about it from the perspective of what I saw on the television or read in the newspaper. I'm talking about it from a perspective of what I know.
Yes.
And what this community and this school has meant to me firsthand, not secondhand.
You got that right, brother. And you know what? It's such a gold mine here, man, what you all doing over there, Turner Field, well, Center Park Stadium now, what your Convocation City you got coming, the court you're going to have over there, man, playing Georgia to take over there, the first game of the season over there, man. So what you all are doing is growing this program. Well, I've seen it grow from where it used to be to where it is now. It's amazing. It's only going to get even bigger. And the president, man, Jonas, the students, it's lovely, brother.
Let me tell you something. That speaks to the administrative support that we have. When you go down to Center Park and you go down to Summer Hill, the whole neighborhood area, the Convocation Center, it just speaks to the level of support that we have in this from our administration. But it also speaks, it's time to elevate. It's time to achieve just a little bit more. It is time that Georgia State basketball stop being looked at as the little engine that could. We're no longer a little engine anymore. All right. We're a full steam locomotive and we're coming down this track. Now, we got a lot of room on this bandwagon. It, like my dad used to say, a lot of people don't even won't know what the hell this word means, but it would behoove you to jump on board. It would behoove you to jump on board while we have just a little bit of space.
No, it's my dad, 81 years old. He used that word all the time. It would behoove you, son, That's my father's on the same exact thing. He over there, over on the West End, right? That's where my father is. So
yeah. We grew up on that side of town. My brother, I got a house on Cascade. I grew up right. I went to Douglas High School. So that West Side is my side of town. And again, we grew up a stone's throw from where my office is right now. Boss man, if you'd have told me 10 years ago I could script my career and I could script it best case scenario, I don't think the result would have would be what we have right now. So you talk about somebody that understands and know that he's blessed to be in this position. Come on now.
You got that right. I got to ask you, man, at what point in your career, Jonas, did you decide, hey, I want to get into coaching? And what is your why for being to get into coaching?
So for me, I got the bug to coach when I was still in high school, when I was in the 10th grade. I always had an idea or this inkling that I wanted to experience the game from a different perspective. And it was the game planning, the development of piece. It always intrigued me because I was the type of guy that I like to be the guy that likes to outwork the next guy to get better, because a lot of people didn't think I was going to be as good a ball player as I did. And I didn't fight to prove people wrong. I fought to prove that I belong. All right. So you know what? I'm just as good as, because you put on your pants just the same way as I put on mine. There ain't no different. All right. But the reason I got into coaching, I understood the impact that all my coaches, my mom and dad, I consider them coaches. They coach us in the house. But every coach that I had, the impact they had on me, because I played the game that I love, and those people, I latched on to every word they say. And so every word they said. And so a lot of people don't understand there's a lot of power in the positive tongue. There's the power of life and death in your tongue. And I'm placed in a position where I'm coaching a game that a lot of you love, and it's my responsibility to speak life to them. And it is so transcendent, the effect that you can have on somebody's life at such an early age. That's the reason I'm in coaching, because I know what that meant for me. And I have this whole mindset about paying things forward. The impact that people, you know, gave to me, the word they spoke into me, the impact they had on me, it is now my responsibility to then pay it forward to the next generation. And so it's going to be their job in 20 years or so, when they're placed in a position to help somebody, to then pay it forward. And so that's, for me, that's why I'm in coaching.
And you know what, Jonas? You know, when I was 4 years old, man, Frankie Allen, it's coach of Tennessee State, took me on his wing. At 4 years old, went to Nashville for a camp. Him, Joe Esposito, Monty Wilson, Carlos Roger, Anthony Mason, they gave me hope at 4 years old.
Let me tell you this. I give you another nugget. So I do a little reading, but Maya Angelou had this idea or this thinking. She had a quote someplace that 10 to 15 years, and I'm going to put it in, I'm going to paraphrase it and put it into the basketball terms of how I look at it. 10 to 15 years, 20 years down the line, after the team that I'm blessed enough to coach right now and lead right now, in 10 to 15 years, boss man, they're going to forget what I've said to them. They will forget a lot of the things I've done for them or done to them, right? But the one thing that I'm very, very confident of, that they will never forget how I made them feel. And that's the power of your leadership, right? And so I take that very, very seriously. And that's something that's to my core, who I am.
No doubt, man. No doubt. And you know what? Building relationships with your players and building rapport with them, showing that you love them, is so important in today's world where I got all these different outside noise now. So having the ideals that you have and the morals you have and the values you have, it's perfect for a young man to come say this. Jonas Hayes and his staff loves me. It's not just about wins and losses. He loves me as a man, a person who wants to develop me as a man.
They care nothing about how much you know until they know how much you care.
100%. 100%. And you know what? That's so important, because, you know, in today's world, Jonas, as you and I both know, it's immediate gratification. So if they don't feel that love from you or care from you, they'll bail on you. Especially with the way the portal is now, when stuff like that. Because, so, you know, when you me and you about the same age. So we grew up as my adversity.
21. I'm 21. How old are you?
20. Right behind you. So, you know, so like, you know, it's like me and you had to deal with adversity and overcome it, right?
No question.
It's today, they want it easy, or they don't go anywhere that we're out. So I feel like, hey, with this environment, loving on them is even more important than it was when you and I came up.
No question about it. That's one of my core values, is love. Because at the center of everything that we do is love. You got to love life, because I'm a firm believer, if you love life, life will love you back. You got the love camaraderie, love building and sustaining relationships, love to compete, love the game of basketball. And so if you don't have love for people and love for what you're doing, this is a program that's not going to fit you. It's not.
No doubt. And you know what, man? Speaking of that love, man, you know, like you said, with Coach Hunter, Coach Lanier, Coach Giselle, you know, they all love their, they all show love to, for the city. And, you know, but you being a homegrown ATL brother, it's a little bit different because you from here. The city's going to love you no matter what, it supports you. And rep that blue and white of the Panthers because it's lovely, brother.
I'm going to tell you something. If I wasn't in basketball, I would be doing something in public office for the benefit of this city. I don't know, it'd be on the city council, on the Atlanta school board. Or I don't know what it'll be, or MPU president or MP, what? I don't know what it'll be. I have so much love for this city. I want to see it thrive. I want to see it strive. I want to also see it be the place where everybody can come and feel love and have opportunities to succeed in their own field of expertise or love. I want it to continue to be a place where dreams go to come alive, right? And if I wasn't in basketball, boss man, if I wasn't in basketball, I know this is my ministry, I would be doing something downtown for the city of Atlanta.
100%. Let me ask you this, Jonas. For you, brother, looking at your team and looking at them grow, are you doing more stuff for us? Team stuff, developmental-wise right now? Or do you do more individual stuff? Because I know it's a new hire. You have to kind of decide how you want to go using your two summer sessions. How are you doing it so far, brother?
Yeah. So for me, earlier on, because I'm real big on development, individual development. The summer is put in place so we can develop our guys' individual skill. And I was familiar with the skill set of our guys just simply because I got my twin brother that's also on staff. So I was familiar with everyone's skill set. So I wanted to use the month of June to really, really focus on our individual skill attention. We're going to use the month of July, those 3 weeks or so in July, to kind of implement what we're doing as a team. But the crux of what we're doing, what can we be the best at? And I think player development is what we can be the best at. We're not going to be a jack of all trade program. We're not going to be a jack of all trade, master of none. We're going to be a do what we do program. And I think the foundational piece for that for me and this program is putting emphasis on player development, individual player development.
100%. And also, I know a lot of the games are done for you for non-conference scheduling wise, but going forward, when you can take over scheduling yourself, which for probably your second hardest job is scheduling, how are you going to go about doing that, brother?
We'll play anybody, anywhere, anytime. We'll play somebody Sunday at noon. We'll play somebody Wednesday at midnight. Anywhere, there's no opponent that we won't schedule. We won't back down from anybody. I think we're going to have a level of pride in who we play and how that developed going forward. Who knows? But I'm going to put it on the table right now. There won't be one opponent. That we're going to shy away from. I think the idea of getting our guys as physically and mentally prepared for the NCAA tournament, a Sun Belt tournament, that's what we're going to do. And we're going to be process-oriented. And so the byproduct of wins and losses is the habits that you create daily. You don't win a game on game day. Right now, we are creating habits in June, on June 23. We are creating habits that would allow us to win on December 1, November 27th. So that starts down. We're going to be process oriented. But as far as the schedule is concerned, that won't be anybody. We won't play at any place, anytime, television, no internet. We can play out satellite, no satellite, on the blacktop, on the rooftop, on the playground top, whatever. We'll go anywhere.
Got two more for you, brother. This is one I want to really know about for real. Like, what is your most impactful basketball moment ever in your career, whether it be coaching or playing?
The most impactful moment I've had in my career, I've had a couple of players who's unfortunate, had some death close to them, all right? And for me, I think it's confirmation about the relationship I try to build. The person that both of those individuals called upon the learning of the death of a close family member when they called me, asked me to be there at that absolute moment that life was being shattered, or they couldn't see right in front of them because of the fog of the despair that they were mentally and physically and emotionally going through, the thought that they would call me as the first person in their basketball world to be there for them, I think for me, that was confirmation on the impact that I think all coaches can have. But, you know, you always think as a coach, am I getting through this all? Am I getting through? You never get confirmation until somebody's back up against the wall, and who are they calling?
100%.
Right. And so for me, that was confirmation. You know what? I'm reaching some of these guys. And I know that's kind of morbid to think about it that way, but for me to be the person they called in that moment, I take that very seriously, man.
No doubt. Last one, man. You have a big birthday, number 22, coming up here in August. What are your big plans for that big day, man?
It'll probably have to do something to figure out how we're going to win the game, our first game, November 7th. So it's going to be centered around that. I probably have me a bottle of wine. I probably have me a Coke, and I like to smoke a cigar too. I probably pull on a cigar, but it's gonna be low key. You know, 22 is a big age to turn, man. It's I'll be figuring out how to win some games.
Hear that? Hey, man, this was really fun, man. Do this again real soon. Hopefully, we can go to lunch one day when you're not too busy, man. Come by. Let's do that with you, brother.
Boss man, I'm never too busy. If you want to come have your radio show at our practice, on our set, I can get a couple of my players on there for you. Let's do that. I want you to have a satellite radio show in my building on center court before or after practice. We need to set that up.
Let's do it. Hey, I'm with it. I'm all for it, brother. I'm with it, brother. I'm with it, man.
All right. Nice talk. Anytime, baby.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yep. I'll talk to you.
What's up, fans? Our partners here at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, sports developments, including this year's NBA Finals, NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, and the latest fighting news, even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use our promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online where the game starts. Not only does this Bet Online sponsor the Boss Man Show, they'll sponsor you too. Get Bet Online today because the Boss Man said so.